and satisfy copies of his
academic qualification identity document. So there's no point, we are closing the case of those few people that they've read the address and they didn't provide the copy of certificate. Are we not true? Is there any other opinion? That's what we wanted to get, what was it said. Reggie, if you still want me to give you 2 minutes and then raise your hand, but I'm saying that there's nothing which is outstanding. No one must go and phone anyone. Everybody was supposed to submit according to the address. Honorable Manana, Honorable Musa.
Thank you, Chair. I have a question now that you can talk
about. Honorable Musa.
Yeah, no, I also want to support the fact that to say that the stronger issue that that was left behind or was left behind from the side of the administrators. So I would like to know that administrators must be sure that in
point taken. I'm suspecting that our staff, they discombine this document. If it's an error, they were supposed to tell us in advance. We've finished the checking of everything which was required to be addressed. We've closed that matter now. Debo. Okay, before that, Mami John. Okay.
Thank you very much, Chair. So there are currently then 4 cases that have fallen out of the 23. I think the next process, Chair, would be for us then to interrogate each individual candidate against the experience and expertise required by a board member as stipulated in the act. One thing that perhaps we can perhaps start from is to perhaps, based on the number of candidates, 19, divide them by IN, so that at least the guarantee or the board guarantee representation, what cannot be determined is by how much that representation can be taken. So if the committee can decide on separating the females from the male candidates and ensuring that at least in the shortlisted a candidate may be. Because Chancellor, like, if you have to go through the 19 alone, you might meet in the 14 female candidates by just one reason or another, based on the relationship. So I suggest, Chair, that we go through that process. There's only, I think, with one from, but there's 3 candidates currently, female, and the rest of them are male. So we have 15 male candidates and 3 female candidates. And then the process that can then ensue afterwards is to say, out of the 3 female candidates and out of the 16 male candidates, how many will make it to the 14 that are shortlisted? Over to you, Chair.
Okay. Let's start the process, Honorable Members. I'm suggesting that let's go and take the CVs of these 3 females and we must reflect. We must take the first female, it's Adri. It's candidate B, yes. Can Utebu read the whole CV of his candidate and then we must reflect? Honorable Mugu? Yes. No, the issue of disability, issue of the female, this committee is always looking at it. And you, no, it was the first comment of mine when Umpunzi was saying this one is very young, and I was saying that when are we going to give them the job, this youth of our world? Sometimes one that they must have experience was, I don't know if they never ever be somewhere. If you are seeing a candidate, which is a
youth.
Honorable members, the first candidate is Project Dean. Yes. The second one. What is the? No, tell me the candidate E.
Yeah. And candidate K.
And then the disability asset request of
the four candidates be the first committee to the shortlist, and then we wait to the agenda to be made to complete the
three females, one disabled, and then let's go to check the youth. Okay, they will be qualifying according to our understanding. We need 7, and we have said 14. Let's just prioritize our first priority.
Yeah.
So the four already.
Make it so you can then from the remaining group of 15 to 10.
Look, firstly, let's check 3 to make 7.
So, one thing that I just reminded about is
there's no one automatically qualified except the female and the able. Now, we are starting. I'm no longer chairperson. Yes, they must make deputy. Anyone must raise hand and accept the term. I've seen the hand of Sune. Sune? I can't hear you. Come to the mic. Okay. Honorable ma'am, when somebody I'm suspecting that it was somebody to move these three female candidates' names, it must be recorded. Honorable Van Hoorn.
Okay, I move that the admin table is here. Lorenzo Ruiz Sanda and Vegas.
It's not recorded as the audio, you are not talking to in my
head.
Oh, it could be okay. Are all those names of names?
Except for Sanders. Sanders was
25. Oh, that's Ndanda. Nom Sanders. Again, Ndanda Nom Sanders.
Honorable members, let's confirm the names of females. Who's the one going to second must reread the names? Recording the proposal from Honorable Platform, Honorable Malachi, Honorable Manman.
I second Chair and the Shepherd of Candidate Mokwena, Danda, and
Shimani. Danda. And then the third one?
Shimani.
And then let's get the name of the disabled somebody that should be proposed by the committee in order that we must support Honorable Manana, Honorable Musi, Honorable Abraham.
The party is Chief Roland, so the disabled one.
Honorable Mutu.
I believe that Dr. Roland and then Honorable Manana is the second one.
You know, this honorable member, he wanted me to tell him that he is not disabled. He is thinking that he's disabled. He is not. He knows why I'm saying that. Honorable Abraham.
Thank you, Honorable Mudi. Actually, I spoke with the Honorable Mudi, so we'll have to call you the third one.
Honorable members, now we are on the process of first and foremost want to propose the three names in their priority, but if it's not, we're just going for 14. We'll need a proposal. Which one is that here? Which one is this one? When?
Chair, can I propose that also we simplify the next process in this manner? Because we know the chairperson ought to be a practicing attorney and an advocate. Can we suggest in that line to say, not knowing if I'm going to eliminate anyone, say that we have out of the 10 candidates, 4 or 5 candidates be shortlisted for that position of, out of the existing applicants who meet the minimum requirements, be shortlisted for that process, or be considered for that. I'm not sure if I'm making sense. Or automatically in the other list,
You know what, honorable members, I want to chair the meeting. Honorable of the ruling party, I want to chair the meeting. Have you finished?
Yes.
Okay. Honorable Radhom, Honorable Manan, you even change your faces and you are just speaking without showing your hand. I don't know what now. That combination of Mus and Manan, that please. Do your wish.
Thank you, Chairperson. The proposal by our friend here, the content advisor, will recruited this travel because I thought the act is quite clear as to who is the work on the prerogative for the chair.
Yeah, it's not us.
Yeah, so for us, we must just ensure that if we call people at the least, including people with presiding attorneys, advocates, and then not put the minister in trouble.
I'm suspecting, I do agree with the committee members that in the least, we do need some expertise. And we are not saying what are we going to do about those expertise. The owners are with the ministry. We are saying that here the security board, they need people who have that understanding. We need people who have skills of lawyers. Let's just, when we are proposing names, let's put those names knowing that we do need such people in the board. So this is the time that now I will ask the proposal of the names for 40 names. It's 4 minus, it's, we need 10 more names, and we must reflect on those 10 later stage. But let's put the names. I've seen the hand of who, let's look again. Nabeka doesn't get me part of the thing that I'm not for Abba. I see now my machine as she's. Honorable Manu.
Thank you, Chair. I nominate advocate in full not for the honorable
Andrew. Any second? Aye, we can not do it. Mamu Klom. Any objection? 1, 2, 3, no. Any other name? Honorable Malad?
Sir, for that, I need to have you something significant to show that I make my nomination. That in this, in the chapter that we have had, in the issue, in the course of the conflict of interest, in the publication, it said that conflict of interest of interest and members of the support, there is a certain amount to the bottom of the announcement. Where is it about the issue from the court about some of the things that are direct or indirect interest in controlling bodies and events organized by the agents? Because some of the nominated service members, presidential of bodies that people directly support, like, you know, nomination, I want to put forward the judgment. I'm not sure whether in terms of that role, you know,
what is that name? Can you respond?
No,
Honorable.
No, what I try to be the act, because if they say police can nominate, private people, the public, it's very possible that certain organizations can nominate people that they know that they can nominate. So it's not only Malawi people who has got a strong background on a particular group. There are others who are strong on, for instance, prehens and so on and so forth. So if we are to apply quite strictly, we might be troubled, but maybe because we've got a bigger session, we'll hear from them. But from my understanding, we can be troubled if we can apply that quality of research.
I mean, the issue of conflict of interest should only relate to the president of the appeal court.
So all the work that we are doing, we could proceed as a constituent interest in order to pursue the benefits of the approval. Not generally because we have an interest in a certain home or whatever. That should be specifically restricted to the benefits of the approval.
Can we take this name? And second of the name of my lab. It's your brother. Are you sure of your brother? This member's got a conflict of interest. Okay.
No, I'll second the nomination of Malade Steven Delila.
Any objection? Any other name? Honorable Adam.
Adam. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Ramesh Barton.
What?
Ramesh Barton. And it's J.
J. Any other caller? It can't be J. It must not be a meeting of Honorable Khalom or only that.
No, and also the second
day. Any objection? Honorable Manana, in your hands. Did you record that your remission of a friend has been supported to the next? Okay. Okay. Honorable Manan.
I
Number? L. And second.
Thank you,
Honorable Chairperson. I second the nomination. Any objection? Okay. Honorable Bergman?
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to nominate Yami and Dara.
Who, Yami?
And Dara, number
2. Any second? And Katemara? Any objection? Honorable Malad. Number 10. Honorable Manana.
Lovela.
Which? Candidate son, N. Excuse me, Ndobel. Any second? Much. Thank you. Any objection? Ndobel. Candidate number 11. Is that the guy? And the key.
No.
Oh, which is in close. Any second? Honorable Malad, you?
I forget the name of Sanchez.
Any objection? Number 12, is that your other form?
I propose Frederick Badunzi Oman.
Okay. Oman, which is?
H.
Oh, it's H. And second, the Kakomane Komani. Honorable Moses. Target number 13. I'm telling you, I'm not going to put my head. Any second? Okay. Number 14. Honorable Musi.
I nominate M.
Cosa. Any second ever cosa? Okay. Thank you, Honorable Batman. They are saying I must close the nomination. I don't know why. Honorable Batman.
Thank you. I think you can't leave out the nomination of Paul Ashwin as a person like to me is the.
Honorable Member, I'm just reminded saying that we said in our first meeting and this one, we nominate about 14. Now this name is number 15. Do you still remember that we have said we out of 7, 140. What do we do? Honorable Whip.
It's correct that it makes sense, so, but I thought because there was a man still wanting to nominate. I mean, it's us, we can deal with that. Give a board member still wanting to nominate. So we can either say we agree because he's a member. He didn't have the time to nominate to be a. So we can always say no, we agree.
We have a problem of not stick to our decision because this is our committee, our decision. Please.
No, I just think they could be by honorable and formal is useful for the fact. I think it must be as inclusive as possible. So if you need one
national,
I think it's a right solution. So on that note, I'll say that.
No, I can take that, but in future decisions of the committee must be decision of the committee. Because we're not fighting. But if you are such today, there is honorable members not always in the committee and coming and reverse our decision. You know him well. So let's not do that in future. Okay, we're taking the last 15 because it's supported. But we must be very strict on our decision. We can be a committee of not taking resolution and implement. You know somebody in this committee that he's doing that, and I don't like what he has done. Thank you. The process. Gurus of the process.
Thank you very much. I think this social event is about as quick as quicker than anticipated. Thank you very much for that, Chair. I think this candidate then serves the shortlisted candidates that would be published and therefore would decide on calling them for interviews. Notwithstanding the fact that out of this 15 candidates, 7 will make it to the board. But members can also decide on adding perhaps 2 more members
That's what I was saying, that is wrong. You must take decision.
So as a result, what then should be going to happen is that we are going to publish the name while confirming the candidate preparing for the transportation, whatever that might be that requires to be here on this job interview. The decision that the committee now must take so that we actually go and plan and add to the program of the committee for the next step is how many candidates would the number of days for interviews, how many candidates can be interviewed perhaps maybe or in the session. I think the chair last time had spoken about having 3 consecutive days. There was also some time decision that now we need everyone ready to do the interviews and so on. So that is the process that perhaps chair, we should leave it to the members and interviews.
Thank you, Kebuko. Honorable members, do you think that 3 Wednesdays are not enough? Because we are too many, we'll raise questions, same questions accordingly. The next process is that the Office of Content Advisor with research sitting with the legal of the parliament, I would love that they must formulate those questions and then we must get the questions on the day of interviewing the candidate. I'm suspecting it's 3 Wednesdays because it's costly. They will come in the morning. Those who will be sleeping over in the morning and afternoon will be finishing. Maybe let's divide the numbers. What do we think that, how many candidates that can interview per day?
I think one other thing that will happen with the 15 from the chair is also that members consider is the issue of vetting. Whether it be done on the 15 candidates before they come to the interview, or we wait for interviews and vet those that will be sitting on the board. So that process is also important.
That process you cannot do it after. You start with vetting. Either Umtu is winning or not. We can't sit and wasting the money and our time, precious time, interviewing somebody who is not going that process. So that process was leaving with the office in the illegal. They know how to do it. So as from today onwards, the vetting process must start. Mr. Bachman?
Sorry, she's not going to address the comment to, in terms of vetting, for my own purposes, just your summary, even if we just got A, B, C, D, of which CVs were nominated to 11 CVs that were nominated to such a department.
A CV that made it, the 15 CV that made it to the shortlisting is that of Ms. Alineth Mokwena, candidate B, Ms. Nomkanda Zomdanda, candidate F, for the candidate E, Ms. Henry Gaston, candidate K. Henry Gaston, candidate K. Mr. Clyde Rowland, candidate
P.
Mr. Lupuna Nabondre, candidate A. Mr. C. Spiller, candidate C. Mr. Ramesh Vatan, candidate J. Mr. Mongesi India, candidate L. Mr. Vuyani Ndara, candidate F. Mr. Rulani Mbombela, candidate N.
Mr. Eugene Yasser van Turen, candidate T. Mr. Baruti Romani, candidate H. Mr. Derek Block, candidate I. Mr. Kesa Humphrey Koza, candidate M. And Mr. Claude Ashwin Dasuday, candidate D. Those are the 15 shortlisted candidates.
Advice that Sunil, she knows how to process the question of vetting the office of secretary. So anything that you think that was left behind in order that you must know this meeting?
So the question of the days, the number of days for the president, the first five days.
Yes.
Chair, I was going to say for it that we want to choose Wednesday, because Wednesday we use it for other people that are doing it. And we got shared around meeting with the many people that are here. I thought that we had also identified in one of the meetings Wednesday that we might have seen that I Wednesday as well. For Wednesday.
Let's propose Wednesday and let's give the office to apply for that. I was thinking that I said Wednesday. If I said today, it was a mistake.
Oh,
I said Wednesday.
I would have thought that, you know, for the purpose of time, of the shortlisting, the idea of getting two or three consecutive days, whole day, for interview. So if it starts on Wednesday, you know, by the end of Friday, the interview is done. So it's a matter of processing the candidates and appointees.
Very clear to me.
That the interviews be not staggered over a period of 3 weeks, but rather a period, yeah, number 3 days in a week.
On your assessment, I don't know.
Chair, this is uncharted waters, so maybe to kick off the process, we invite eight candidates to the 1A, see how quickly we can process, we can get through all eight, we know that we only need another 1 day, so we don't have to have 3 days, and that could then be spent over 1 week, you know, 1 Wednesday and next Wednesday. If we find that we don't get through the eight CVs, then we ask them to stand over to the next day, whatever was left of those eight, just for logistical purposes. That's just a way of gauging how much time we need and accommodating the days that we have those for the future.
No,
thank you, sir. No, this intervention, I was trying the idea of not having
staggering interviews into 3 weeks, it just needs to keep in mind that it may provide an advantage that is unfair to the other people that will come last as opposed to the group that has come initially during the first week. just to take that and keep it in mind.
I was taking the proposal by Ebo, saying that can't we say Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, because our committee is sitting only on Wednesday, on Tuesday. So what are we doing on this day? We must apply special time, even the whipper must be informed. Because in Parliament, no things are done. That on Thursday, during e-caucuses, we must have a permission to do these interviews. That's my plea. If we don't have any problem, Honourable Jay.
Yes, sir. I think I told you that we can have the discussion about
Honourable members, how many days do we want to take? If 3 is not enough, we are not less than 3. Okay. Yeah. That's the agreement of the committee that they must apply when you are coming back as someone is proposing, but they must go back to the committee sitting on Tuesday. We agree that when we are coming back will be provided for the date by the staff and the arrangement that will take 3 days and will be applying both from the Parliament and from the office of our whips, especially for the first day. Honourable members, it was not Patrick's job, maybe because this committee is always knowing what they want. This is a unique committee, but when it comes to deal with things that can help our communities who sent us here, I do appreciate that sometimes we differ, but not with a tangible things. So I'm hoping for the best, but these 5 years will do what is expected of us to do, not having quarrels in most meetings in the committee. Instead, we must chart the way forward. People out there, they need us. And I cannot not forget that when we're coming back, the office must tell us where are we going to take in committee to do the oversight, to oversight locally, Africa, international. We don't want to come back that come the days of the constituency week that China will be blaming them. Most of time we need to be on the ground whilst we need to pass laws. But you have seen, you have heard through your saga, through your through your box in South Africa that they need us on the ground in order that we must come and call them back, telling them the challenges, that we must work with them to correct the imbalances of other years that we have been not here. With those words, thank you so much, honorable members. Members who are not here, they didn't even pass apologies. I don't have apologies with me, and I've seen that this thing is happening in this committee. Honorable members, when they have some other commitments that we cannot run away, they don't have written apologies. And I'm suspecting with all of us, our bodies would love to check our responsibilities, especially the committee work is the first and foremost work that we are sent to. But really, honorable members, if we are not going to attend a meeting, an official apology, and I don't know the members that they don't even have a courtesy of apologizing.
I think it's a suggestion you should put on your agenda every week that the minister's coming or that the SABC is coming, because then we won't get a
No, they didn't give me an apology. Sometimes this office is working under duress. They've forgotten very important things. The meeting, in a meeting, you need to have all your documents. And then, now I'm accusing that they didn't apologize, they said forgotten, and all that.
This material came from me, the meeting later, that is, he has another...
This is not an apology.
It's my
apology. No, don't accept we need written apology. Remind all the members on Snake, that's why you were not able to give me, because this was a telephone conversation, which is not right for the committee. You must have something in your email circulated to all members of committee that chairperson asked on behalf of the committee, because it's not only my decision. The committee asks that anyone who is not attending the committee must have a written apology. That's why you didn't have chance to give me that. They must not do that, honorable members. You don't want me to close this meeting, honorable members?
I'm
But thank you very much for the opportunity. I think mine is a different line on this. It's related to the oversight to the HOPO. Remember yesterday, the portfolio committee had requested to appoint oversight, the provincial legislature. So this morning, they called to request that in that whole activities that the committee will be engaged in. They were requesting that the committee also assist them to do an oversight within the district agency. In Hamas Hub, I'm told it's on the way, it's not going to deviate the committee's activity to pass by a badge at this academy. So I thought I should not five members when you get the party without the committee on the concept. It's on the same day, it should be on the en route to Bali.
Honorable members, did you have e-itinerary which yesterday have seen circulated?
Yeah.
Okay. If you don't have it or forgotten, touch the office. Good luck to your oversight, honorable members. Thank you so much.
Oh, Mr. Chair,